I only fuck married men. It's an addiction, I guess. I mean, I know it's fucked up, but there's just something about having another woman's man buried balls deep in my pussy that is, oh, so fucking hot. I can't help myself. I've never really had a type, a particular look that I go for. Tall or short, muscly or skinny, black, white, Asian, big cock, little cock. As long as there's a ring on his finger, he's fair game to me. I start fantasizing as soon as I see it. What is he like in bed? Does he like to eat pussy? How would he look eating mine? What does his cock taste like? Could I make him come in my mouth? Would he come quick, or would he make me work for his load? How big is he? Will he make me squeal when he starts to stretch me out, or is he going to show me that he knows how to use what he's got? Does he like it rough or gentle? What's his favourite position? The one that makes him come the hardest? Would he bend me over and give me a spanking? Or how about pull my hair and wrap a hand around my throat? Would he fuck my ass? His wife probably doesn't let him fuck her like that, but me, I love anal. I'd let him fuck my ass as often as he likes. How is he going to look when I'm finished with him? When he's sweaty and sore and covered in my juices? His face, his hands, his cock. When I've drained his balls and my cunt is dripping with his cum. The first time was with one of my neighbours. He was moving in and struggling to manage furniture, boxes, the movers and his two-year-old all at the same time. Wifey had disappeared off to somewhere on a last-minute work trip, leaving him to take care of everything by himself. And I honestly didn't intend to fuck him. I didn't plan it. I was just being kind, neighbourly. Sure, I checked him out while I was saying hi and volunteering to help, but he was cute. Early 30s, handsome, scruffy beard, nice arms, and his butt looked damn good in his jeans too. Every woman notices stuff like that. It's like breathing. We're not even consciously aware that we're doing it, most of the time. Sleeping with him just kind of happened. We'd spent all day together moving in their things, clearing space, clearing up, then moving some of the bigger pieces of furniture where they needed to be. The movers were no fucking help to him at all, and his daughter was playing up, so I lent a hand. The two of us ended up chatting, laughing, and getting along like old friends the entire time, and there was a bit of flirting, yes, but nothing over the top, just some banter, you know? The kind of stuff that happens when you're in close proximity, bumping into one another, hot, sweaty. Anyway, we'd done as much as we could for one day, finished setting up their double bed so that he could at least have a decent night's sleep instead of throwing the mattress on the floor. He'd put his daughter to bed and we'd both had time to shower, and I'd offered to pick up some takeout food from this great little Chinese place down the road. I kissed him as soon as I was through the door. It was like a reflex. I saw him standing there, tired, fresh out of the shower in his jeans and a t-shirt, and I did it. And he kissed me back. We made it as far as the sofa before I'd pulled my top off and pressed my chest to his face. His hands were on my ass the whole time, pulling me into his lap. He was already so hard. It didn't take me long to get his jeans off and start stroking his cock while his mouth alternated between my nipples, and his hand found my pussy pretty quickly too, slipping into my shorts to tease my clit and then working a couple of fingers into me to rub my G-spot. I ended up giving him a blowjob and fucking him right there on the sofa, letting him come inside me completely unprotected, as I dug my heels into his arse and came all over his cock. I had to bite his shoulder to avoid waking his daughter. And after that, we ate, totally normally, chatting and watching something on the TV as though nothing unusual had even happened. And then he asked me to help him christen the bed too. I still remember him slipping his tongue out of my pussy so that he could answer his phone when his wife called to say goodnight. He replaced it with his fingers though, his wedding ring bathed in my juices as he spoke to her. He mentioned my name a few times, telling her how helpful I'd been, catching her up on what we'd managed to get done, and my pussy throbbed and clenched every time, and he just smiled and fingered me harder. It's a miracle she didn't hear those schlicking noises in the background. It was a long phone call, and so I ended up pushing him back onto the bed as she was apologising to him again for not being there to help, and then lining us up and sinking down onto him like a stone. He did quite a good job of passing off his moan as a yawn. God, he felt so fucking good inside me, stretching me out as I bounced up and down on him, slow and deep, my pussy lips clinging to him every time I rose up. We were both so turned on, stifling moans, holding back right on the edge. I ended up coming almost as soon as he told her that he loved her and she'd ended the call, and he filled my pussy for the second time, not long after, emptying every last drop of cum from his balls. Honestly, it was some of the most exciting sex I've ever had. Not necessarily the most adventurous, but that whole situation with her on the phone was just something else. It was actually a little awkward when I finally got to meet her. I felt kind of bad for how when she invited me over for dinner to say thanks for helping out with the moving, and she was nice enough. We even hung out a few times and always had a good chat whenever I saw her. Still, I got over the awkwardness pretty quick, fucking her husband in their bed again a couple of days later. This is after I bumped into him collecting their mail. And I found out later that it wasn't the first time he cheated on her. There'd been another woman for a few months before they were married, and a drunken quickie with some girl from work after that, and he'd been faithful since then, but he was bored. We hooked up maybe once or twice a week for the next couple of years, and I'd even spend the night sometimes when his wife was away. They ended up moving somewhere bigger when she got pregnant with their second, and we only met a few times after that, before the baby was born. A couple of evenings when he told her he was working late, and a few quickies when he'd gone out to the store, and a weekend at their new place while she was visiting her sister. He ended it soon after, and it was kind of the perfect way to say goodbye. No worries, no hurt feelings, just 2 days spent naked, fucking, sucking and cumming our brains out while his wife was out of the picture with their daughter. He taught me that no cock feels as good as a married cock, and after his, I never wanted any other kind. Businessmen, professional types are the easiest. Away from home for work, no kids nearby to worry about, to ruin our plans, or walk in on us right as daddy's about to come in my pussy or feed me his load. No chance of wifey getting home early to find hubby's head in between my legs, mine in his lap, or the two of us upstairs in their bed with my arse in the air and my face in the sheets. No friends, nosy neighbours or acquaintances who might spot him flirting with a woman who isn't his wife, notice them slipping away to his hotel room, or overhear him railing her pussy all night long. It's almost as if a different set of rules apply when they're travelling. It's okay for them to screw around, eat some pussy, give me a cream pie, because there are no consequences. They know that it's going to be casual or a one-time only thing. Wifey's never going to find out about us, so no one gets hurt. And they're not really doing anything wrong. They can cheat with me, de-stress after a difficult meeting, celebrate after signing a new client, or just have some fun in between flights by letting me fuck them like they haven't been in years. They can come on my face, in my mouth, my pussy or my ass, just over and over, and their wives will never know. I think when they've been married enough, they really, really want to try out a new pussy. Sure, most of them try to persuade themselves that they don't, that wifeys will be enough for them for the rest of their life, but once you've been in any relationship for long enough, it's easy to settle into routines, end up feeling taken for granted, like you're just going through the motions. The sex gets stale, predictable, boring, and I think cheating gives them that sense of excitement again. I'm something new, something different, something to explore and pleasure and sate themselves with, and they do, once they've had a taste. Oh, the ones who fight it are the ones who really go wild, and they like to show off and prove themselves and get really nasty with me, and I love drawing that out of them, knowing that they feel good, confident, that they're purely in the moment with me, giving me something that wifey doesn't get anymore, exciting them in ways that she can't, and doing things with them that she never has. I love knowing that she's waiting at home, none the wiser, while I'm looking up into her hubby's eyes, swallowing his cum or riding his cock like a greedy little slut. I love that mix of guilt and excitement on their faces the first time they empty themselves into me. My mouth, pussy, ass. It makes me come extra hard. That moment when reality hits in for them, when they realise what they've done. Sometimes they regret it and they run away real quick as though that'll make them feel better, but more often they want to do it again right after. And I'm only too happy to let them. I like to fuck family men too. Young dads, the devoted kind. Whenever an opportunity presents itself, they usually take a little more work. Can be a little harder to get to know and still harder to seduce. The risk is that much greater, fooling around so close to home. It's just so much easier to get caught. Even a quick fuck usually means having to sneak around, and anything longer takes some planning, and that tends to make people think twice, fight against their urges and worry about the consequences. I have to turn up the charm and put in the time when I want to get into their pants. And to tell you the truth, that's why I got into teaching. I hate working with kids, especially young kids, but it has provided so many opportunities. Sure, most of the time I have to deal with the mums, but every now and then I'll have a cute married dad wander into my classroom, and that gives me an in, a chance to chat, flirt, bat my eyes and ask ever so sweetly if they might be willing to volunteer some time after school or at the weekend to help out redecorating the classroom or with one of the fundraisers, school clubs. There's always something that needs doing. It's the perfect way to get more familiar, and from there it's so easy to start teasing them, dressing more provocatively, flirting a little harder, flashing him my ass and cleavage, and finally convincing him to stay behind while the kids go back to Tommy's house or Rebecca's house for a play date, while we lock the door and have a little fun of our own in the classroom. I get to fuck 3 or 4 of them every year, and not just the occasional weekend hookup. It's easy enough for me to stay late after school, meet them at work, in their office, or take them back to my place to get fucked and drain their balls. Fooling around with them while their wives are at home watching the kids, not suspecting for a moment what hubby is up to or with who. Hell, I've even been known to spend the school holidays fucking them one after the other. May have even organised a spit roast or two. There are downsides too, though. I don't mean getting caught, that happens sometimes, but it's never really bothered me. Most women are too shocked to say a word, much less get physical, so I just get dressed and leave and then text them later to see if we're still good. No, I mean, it's when one of them tries to turn it into something more than it is. More than just a few one-night stands or dirty weekends or a fuck buddy situation. It happens sometimes after the nerves and excitement of the first couple of times they get away with it. Not getting caught. The world not ending when they cuddle up with their wife again. If they don't feel guilty and call things off or decide to confess everything, then some of them can start to get emotional, intimate, treating it as more than just sex and beginning to get attached and turning it into a full-blown affair, even starting to plan a future together. And that's usually my cue to end it. I'm not looking for a husband of my own. I want what I can't have, which is another woman's husband. I'm looking to fuck his brains out behind her back as many times as I can. I'm looking to make him cheat on her. I don't want him to leave her for me. I don't want to play happily ever after with him. I want to be his dirty little secret. The other woman. The mistake that leaves his cock hard and throbbing whenever he thinks back on it. I want him to take me and use me and treat me like the filthy, nasty slut that I truly am, again and again and again. I want to be the woman he's fantasizing about while he's pumping away at her or he's stroking himself in the shower. I want to fuck him so much better than she ever could. I want to be the woman he sneaks out of the house to meet. The woman he cancels plans with friends for. The woman he fucks while he's on the phone with her, or whose throat he comes down when he sneaks away at the Christmas party, the kids' birthdays, their anniversary. I want to wrap my legs around his waist, dig my heels into his ass, and not let him pull out until my pussy is dripping with his cum. I want to make him moan and beg and blow his load for me as many times as I can. I want to do all of the things with him that he never gets to do with her. I want him to tell me that I'm a better lay, that he needs my lips, my hands, my tits, my pussy, my ass, my body so much more than hers. And then I want to send him back to her, exhausted, used, and still covered in my cum, so that she can fuck him but never satisfy him the way that I can. I like knowing that I'm a better fuck than their wives, that they're willing to betray their vows for my pussy, that they're willing to lie and cheat and sneak around for me. If his cock isn't off limits, then I'm not interested. It's as simple as that. I don't know if I could ever change, and to be perfectly honest, I don't want to.